Wake up, wake up, it's Dream Makeup. Hey guys, I hope you guys are having a lovely day. But today in the East Coast, let me tell you, I woke up to Winter Wonderland. I woke up, I look out the window, and I'm like, what the heck? It looks like I'm in a freaking snow globe. Will somebody come get me out of this snow? It's too cold. That's exactly what happened, dude. So, like, literally, it is Winter Wonderland here in Connecticut and probably all over the tri-state area. And there's nothing that I can do today. And I want to make this segment about letting go of the control of the things that you can't control. You know what I mean? Like, letting go of things that are completely just out of your hands. Like, it's in God's hands now, and you just gotta go with the flow of the godly motions of the oceans of life, dude. So, you know, as an entrepreneur, I don't get the privilege of, you know what I'm saying, having a 9-to-5. I say it's a privilege, even though I also think it's a curse, because when you're working a 9-to-5, you have a certain slot that you work and then you're off. As an entrepreneur, dreampreneur, solopreneur now. Yeah, that's my new CD that's going to be coming out real soon. I'm almost done. Hold your brakes, music fans. The one that I probably have, which is the reflection of me in my mirror. Yeah, you. Solopreneur, all of the things that make you a go-getter. We don't get the clock out. And you know what? That's why I said 9-to-5, it could be a blessing. It could be a curse. Entrepreneur life, it could be a blessing. It definitely could be a curse. Whichever direction you take in your journey, it could be a blessing or it could be a curse. Essentially, it equals risk. No matter what you do in your life, I don't care if you are underage and you still are believing in all things fluffy, fairy tales, rainbows, and cotton candy in trees. Let me tell you something, all right? Live your best life. And if you just so happen to live that best life in the way that you perceived it initially getting out of high school, then you, my friend, are living an amazing life. I don't want to mess that up for you. Go skip around and frolic around the flowers as much as you can. But for me, and for what I've realized and what I've understood in my own Dre world, is everything in life will disappoint you. And it's up to you internally to understand right now, if you haven't already. And if you hadn't, you're woke. How you doing? I'd like a cup of coffee too. Let me tell you something. This life is going to get you down one way, shape, form, or another. You know, even if you live your best life, guess what? People are going to hate you. All right. People are going to hate you because not everybody has a life. All right. If you're living your best life, then something happens. You know, you might not be able to handle it the right way. We all go through it. And with that said, the weather is something we cannot control. Growing up in Honolulu, Hawaii, I'm sorry if I'm ranting. If I'm ranting, you could, and you're just having your best life and your best day, then just skip this one, all right? If this isn't a negative one, it's just me trying to keep it a real one. You know what I mean? You know, in Hawaii, where I grew up, majority of my life, 33 years old, you know, majority of my life from 6 months up until, you know, 21, you know, I really didn't understand how the weather affected people. And people would come on vacation and I'd be like, oh, cuz, what's wrong with you? They'd be like, listen, I have to go back to the mainland where the weathers are forever changing. And I was just like, oh, cuz, you know what I mean? What you mean? Weather's always good over here. Always sunny over here. And even when it rains, you can still play in the rain, you know? So I just didn't understand, you know, growing up in an island, how people could be affected by the weather, you know, because no matter what the weather is in Hawaii, we're going to have a party, like a hurricane party, let's go, tsunami party, let's roll. Like, you know, we just have a really good way of making the best out of everything in Honolulu, Hawaii. At least that's the way that I grew up and the people that I was around. We just always looked at the bright side as the sun was coming up. But since I've been here, my 10-year experience in the East Coast, let me tell you, forget about it. You will never be able to predict the weather. And even when you think that you got it figured out, something else happens, like 10 inches of snow in the morning when we had the best, slowest winter ever. You know, just right in your face, snow. Like, oh my God, we had the best winter. Like, it really didn't get cold up until January. Like, Christmas was like actually a really lovely day. I was like, this is just too good to be true. And it was. So anyways, as an entrepreneur, back to my point, case in point here. I have to be at my business. My business is open right now. But because I have my business on my phone and I always answer it, I say I'm always open, all right? Because if you call me, I'm gonna answer. But nonetheless, how can I go to work when I have to shovel out of 10 inches of snow that really backs up for miles and miles and miles? Like, it's just not gonna happen. Like, I just can't go into work today. And that is not something that I can control. But what I can control is what I do with my time right now. Wherever you are, you can always do something. And whoever it is, they can always get something done. So don't believe the hype. When somebody tells me, oh, I'm sorry, this is my policy, there's nothing I can do. I tell them to look at the policy of customer's always right. You know, look at that policy. I'm telling you, I don't want you guys to be dreamers and just arguing people talking about make a way. If there's a will, there's a way. But let me tell you, if there's a will, there's always a way. And they always do. Okay? Make a way. So, you know, learn this now. Don't believe the hype. If somebody has a company and they're saying that they can't do anything, you cannot control what they've already figured out in their head and how they want to be stern in their policy. You can't control them. But you can control your reactions and you can stick to the points. And the more you know, the better you'll be, I'm telling you. And, you know, like I said, you can't control the weather. So you can't just get in your car and just go. And how dare some businesses out there make their employees come in this weather, because tragedies happen all the time in this weather. Let me tell you, okay, the roads are horrible. They're slippery. And I'm telling you, if you are from the West and you come to the East and you try to pump your brakes in black ice, you are going to keep going. All right. And even when you try to do the right thing, which is stop way ahead, you know, start slowing down 100 feet before you have to stop, and then you stop right at the white line, somebody's distracted and decides to brake last minute and bangs you in the back. Now you're out there in freezing cold weather, a ruined car, insurance investigation, and the audacity of the person behind you to go off on you when they were driving and trying to make you fall. So now you're in litigation arguing something that's completely not your fault, clearly, because you're in front of them, but they're saying that you stopped too early or making every excuses to protect themselves. People will always protect themselves. It's called survival mode. So survival of the best, really. So, you know, I just wanted to say this. I love podcasting because it makes me a transparent person. It makes me be able to give people the realness. And that's what I just think don't exist as much as it should. Don't lie to me anymore, life. I don't want fairy tales. I want rawness and realness. If the world is ending, please let me know. I'm letting you know. You can send me a little email. You can text me. You can tell me what's going on with the world, because I have no clue at this point. And I can better prepare myself mentally for whatever is to come. But you can't control what you can't control. You can always do what you can do. And you can't do what you can't do if it's out of your control and out of your hands. Weather, other people, your environment, you can't do anything about that. Things that are completely, you know, just there. And there's nothing you can do. And even when you try to do everything and nothing gets fixed, what are you gonna do? Let it go. Just let it go. But know your things, you know your rights. Know what you can do, okay? Making a statement is not arguing. Don't believe the hype. If you're trying to voice a statement of something that you feel is valid, you are, you know, it's a free country. You can go ahead and say it. Even if you don't agree with me right now, or if you think I'm ranting or whatever, this is a free country and that's why I love it. I can say what I want and you can't control what I'm doing and I can't control what you're thinking. So the best thing to do is just let all of it go and walk in your best light. That's the only thing that you can do. Never give up. Know that you're worthy. Even though we can't do anything right now, you can do something right now. Look at your phone. Look at your laptop. The e-commerce world is real right now. All right? There's somebody right now in their house making freaking lots of money just sitting in their house. So don't make excuses. Don't make excuses, Gary V says. And live dot benevolence, Andrea, Dream Makeup. Me, whoever I am, is telling you, as your friend, every second is an opportunity, whether you can control something or not. You just got to change the direction. You just got to change where you're going. That's it. If you see, like I said, my favorite book is Who Moved My Cheese? Okay, obviously, I can't move forward if there's a block in front of me. Roadblocks are going to be there in your journey. There's nothing that you can do. And if you think that you could do something, you're just going to keep banging your head on the wall. Just keep bumping yourself. You're going to try to go around it and there's nothing that you can do. This roadblock is there. You have to stop, rethink, re-strategize, turn around and continue on to the journey. And you have to be persistent. You have to sleep. You have to take breaths. But you have to get back up when you're done and get on with your goals. And if you don't stop, I promise you, you're going to find the cheese. You're going to find what you're looking for. And for me and for us, it's essentially living out our best dreams. Have you ever seen Bradley Cooper lately? Like, he was just on Oprah. It was amazing. Like, just to see people living it should further prove how possible it is to live out your dreams. And the people that say that you can't live out your dreams, you have to be a hard worker. That is the most dismissive thing I've ever heard in my life. You can dream and work hard. You can dream and be all that you want to be. You can do anything. I know I can be what I want to be. If I work hard at it, you know what I'm saying? Do it. Get it done right now. It's your time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.